But the real clinical stuff, I think, came from data, negative data, unfortunately, surrounding the use of checkpoint inhibitors in AML. We talked about checkpoint inhibitors being potentially, well, they are wonderful in many solid tumors and have changed the natural history of very bad tumors like melanoma and lung cancer, as you well know. In AML, not so much yet. There was one finally randomized trial of azacitidine plus or minus a checkpoint inhibitor called durvalumab that was completely negative. We certainly appreciate Dr. Zeidan from Yale presenting that data, but it shows that we either haven't found the right checkpoint inhibitor or the right place to use it. There's probably a little bit more activity of checkpoint inhibitors like nivolumab with ipilimumab and MDS based on work done by Garcia Manero and Daver from that institution. But right now, the use of checkpoint inhibitors in AML is not something to be done at all off trial. There were other checkpoint inhibitors presented, non-controlled data that didn't look, frankly, very promising. So I think we need a lot more work there. On the positive side, there were many updates of antibody-drug conjugates like the CD123 targeted to a toxin. Very interesting data with several agents which are T-cell engager molecules like flotetuzumab and a couple of compounds that bring T-cells directly into proximity to their targets, the AML cells. Not much on CAR T-cells for AML. That is an active area of investigation. So I think those were, by and large, cautionary tales. I guess the two most exciting things, one was related to the immunotherapy of AML. That was the CD47 antibody plus azacitidine work. CD47 is an epitope that represents a don't eat me signal on AML cells. And inhibiting that with azacitidine seemed to lead to a high rate of responses, even in patients with adverse biology like P53 mutations who would not be expected to do well. And there was a paper with another completely different agent called APR246, which is this P53 unfolding agent, allegedly that's how it works, that when combined with azacitidine seems to lead to a high response rate and high-grade MDS. So, I mean, in terms of excitement, I would say anti-CD47 and TP53 unfolding are on the top of the list for that, even though those drugs aren't available now. They're just undergoing clinical trials. But there is a randomized trial of the APR246 agent with azacitidine or azacitidine alone in MDS patients. So that will be interesting because right now the biggest unmet need in AML is P53 mutant patients who largely have very adverse chromosomes. I mean, they do miserably with chemotherapy. They don't do all that great with azacitidine and venetoclax either, although they may have some responses. So I think there's that. There's also the 10-datacitabine issue that still hasn't been put to rest. MD Anderson presented an update of their 10-datacitabine plus venetoclax data, which I do use a lot. But again, whether it's better than 5 days of decitabine and venetoclax or 7 days of azacitidine and venetoclax is certainly not known.